We are back, and guess who is back? Sing your song. Guess who's back? Jack is back.
Jack is back.
What's happening?
Are you good?
I am alive and kicking. Yeah. Oh, you guys are.
As we can see.
We're good.
We are good.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
Yeah. The last time I was with you guys, I was talking about paint drying and stuff, but I hope I do better this time around.
Talk to us about something.
Jack. Anyway.
For those who don't know, Jack used to...
They should know him.
Yeah.
If you watched our podcast from the onset, then you should know who Jack is.
Yeah.
Jackety Jack.
Yeah.
He's the guy who popped our cherry. Our podcast cherry.
Yeah. Pause. What is up? Like, what are you guys? Yeah.
You popped up our podcast cherry.
We're nervous and stuff.
That you chose.
And look at him twice now. He knows where the camera is. It's like, yo, we're back.
Jackety
Jack. I know this thing.
You know, these kids, when they grow up, guys, when you teach them the game, this is how they behave.
Anyway, we're back in a new studio. The heaven look didn't work.
Everyone complained about the heaven look. Everyone complained about the brick look. Everyone complained like we're in a hall. So everyone complained about like we look lost. So we decided to go look for a smaller studio.
Uh-huh.
Now, as you can see, I'm very close to this guy. I can, if he does something with this, I'm dead.
Yeah. So the heaven look, unfortunately, did not work.
What was the thought process behind that, by the way?
No, we're looking for different looks and different everything. You know the funny thing? We did it with this guy. Now, because it didn't work, like, if it worked,
like, I'm sorry, if I'm watching a car show and I see heaven, there's a problem.
But that actually makes sense.
It's a problem.
It means we are driving proper cars.
You flipped 6,000 times and now you're dead.
Yes, I would like that. That is how I want to go out.
In a car accident?
Let me think of a car. F40. On the N1, I was doing 320 and I did something and it's been back. And, well, I get into heaven with reverse.
Unfortunately, you were ahead of your time to get into heaven. So let's start the show.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
But before we start the show, guys, the reason we have Jack standing in for Tuso. Tuso's not fired.
Yeah, no.
And he didn't quit.
No.
He's his brother passed away, unfortunately. Crime.
In South Africa.
We know it's a problem in South Africa. So, yeah, just condolences to Tuso. He's going through the most right now. So, my man, stay strong from the show to us. And may the lightning from Limpopo find whoever. Whatever.
Like yesterday.
Yeah.
Because you know a lot about this lightning.
Yeah, you know a lot
actually,
about...
Call it up.
Yeah, he just needs to call up.
Call it up and sort it
out. But yeah, just on a sincere note from the show
to
Tuso, the family, guys, condolences. Hopefully, you'll get better.
Yeah, prayers and thoughts are with you.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, so that's that
I'm
is.
I'm not good.
And we decided to keep it quiet for 2 weeks just to...
Commemorate. Is it commemorate?
Yeah, one of
Jack
our biggest
English.
Fans.
Yeah, it is to commemorate.
His brother.
Mm. Yeah.
But I know he wants us to move on, so let's go.
Let's go. My laptop is off. Can
we
I
want
have
to...
you? So we are helping. The guys, the format stays the same.
Nothing's
right?
changed.
Yeah.
Nothing changes. We're still helping someone get a car. We're still talking a little bit about sports. We got some news in the automotive industry. Is that how you say it?
That is how you say it.
Yes.
I'm surprised that you're still figuring that out now.
It's English, bruh.
We've been doing this for such a long time and it's still whack with cars.
Automotive.
I've tried to teach him.
What did Toto do?
Anyway, let's get the show on the road. We've
welcome,
got limited
Jack, welcome.
Time.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, sir.
For helping out.
Yeah, anytime.
We are worried now because this guy is a professional. He's going to make us look.
And
not at all. You guys know more about cars than I do.
I want to out you
Why?
Before we continue.
Yeah. What?
Jack was supposed to invite us to that world slapping competition.
He never did.
No,
he
never did. Because it hasn't happened yet. It got postponed, guys. Like, why would you think I wouldn't tell you about that?
Okay.
Because you are whack.
I'm going to MC the
Jack
thing.
Is whack. And smokes crack.
Whoa.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
So, yeah. Cool. This month, we actually have a series.
Yes.
Someone has actually got a proper budget.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Joob. Mm-hmm. The guy is boxed. He's got a bar to buy three classics. He specifically mentions that he wants a classic. He's in his 40s.
Is he going through a midlife crisis?
He's
going through something.
Okay.
Yeah, very soon he's going to be growing dreads, having
so
tattoos all over
the name
place.
Is Joob.
You see, tattoos. All over the place.
The name is Joob, former Mini Cooper driver.
Mm. Wait, this guy's in his 40s and his name is Joob?
Mm. No, he used to drive a Mini Cooper.
Okay.
So, Joob. So if you drive a Mini Cooper in Gaza, you're called. The Mini Cooper is known as a Joob Joob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jack.
Joob. He's going through a midlife crisis, clearly. Yeah. Anyway, yes. Well. What's happening with this Joob?
Right. So, Joob is 40. He's from Mpumalanga. He's a car enthusiast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he loves his cars. So don't come up with a work car, Jack. Look, we said he's going through a midlife crisis. He's got R1 million to blow. Fuck, who does that?
He's got R1 million.
No, I think that's good. You bought just, you know what, you work
no,
too
in
hard.
In this economy,
buy
yeah.
what you want, Baba, because... Hey.
So he wants to start collecting classics, right? And this is his starting point. And we are fortunate enough that he's asked us to give him advice.
Mm.
So he wants to give the wife the diesel SUV. Let her drive the SUV, the kids, and the family.
He's got a
right?
diesel SUV.
Yeah,
like
she,
everyone
she
of
can
us.
Keep that. Nah? But now he's looking for something that will...
Move his soul.
You know.
He actually said that.
Vavavoom. Saudi.
I can hear someone watching this saying, oh my God, just grow up. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah. He
and
must,
that's his wife, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So he wants, he does a lot of business in Joburg, ne? He wants something when he comes this side alone on the freeway.
Driving
something talking to him.
Right.
Mm.
You understand?
And fuel efficiency is clearly not a problem because he's money.
No. Yeah. So here is the budget. This week, we're working on a 250K budget, right?
Okay.
The rest of the budget will finish
the next
in
two
the
shows.
Next two shows,
oh.
right?
It's 250,
350,
and
400.
Yeah,
so that's what he wants. So this week, 250, right? The car must be manual, V6 or V8. Don't come here with a GTI, a Superboss, Cressida, or some 4-cylinder.
I see this guy. You know this guy's going to be with a Cortina. He's got a video in Cortina.
Sounds like you are something like Cortina.
No.
But I actually want
no,
to
I love
a Cortina. XR6.
Okay.
Come
but
on.
Anyway,
okay.
But anyway,
let's move on.
Here's the point.
Yeah, hey, but just put some respect on Cortina's name. Can we just do that before we move on?
We had three Cortinas at home. I don't have any respect for that car. Look, it's a lovely classic now. You say, but that thing.
You can't even put what you're saying into words.
No, that's how it.
That's how. You don't understand cars, bruh. You must.
Look, so, I said this at the beginning of the show. They know more about cars than I do. Okay? I'm not here as an expert.
Hundreds.
I'm just the ordinary guy from the corner of the street who's going to talk about cars
so
with
no
guys
Cortina.
Who knows about
okay.
cars. No
no
Cortina.
Oh, we put the Cortina in the bracket with the Cressida and the Superboss in the GTI. All right. The car needs to be fast, no? It must have. That
Saudi.
Thing, Saudi. The budget is 250. The car must have a clear history. Mm. Is this?
No, if you're gonna
service
buy,
history.
Yeah, generally I would advise that if you're gonna buy anything old and it's classic and it's fast, you want to know where
but
it's been.
If
who's
he's,
owned it.
So now his other thing is that he's willing to do some work, but not too expensive. So probably interior.
Look,
yeah, nah.
I mean, you might find that it might the car might need to have work done. For example, I'll tell you about my car. Yes, because I've done my homework.
Okay.
As usual, I'm on point.
Okay, and the car must be unique. So the next three shows, dedicated to Joop. And his bra. And his 1 million rand budget, right? So we start with the 250k budget. I went for a 2008 135i convertible.
135i
BMW. Oh,
which one is that one?
It's a 2008 model. Don't ask me to go into specifics. I know it's a 3 liter engine. Yeah, the convertible. It's a manual.
Oh, it's the one with the first, the turbo. Okay, yeah.
Right, so, Tuso, this is for you. I'm representing BMW 202.
Okay.
202 kilowatts. The car looks nice. Linda, I want you to put this.
The petrol, yeah.
The specific picture of the car that I've chosen. It's silver. It's black interior.
How many keys?
It's gone 100 and... So let's keep the kilometers.
No. That's an important 100? Part. You can't just
176,000 kilometers.
Has it got full service?
It's got partial.
Aye.
With
walk away.
Wait. It's got partial with the
so it's got full BMW, service history, but
partially with BMW.
You don't know how far.
I don't know how far. Obviously, the guy didn't put it there.
Right.
But I think I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. You'll have a look. Let's judge. He'll tell us at the end of the show.
The four shows. Yeah. The three shows that what he picks.
What he wants to pick. But it's a beautiful car.
What color is it?
It's silver.
Okay.
Black interior. Convertible. Driving from Mpumalanga by yourself all the way here, that 3 liter engine BMW, you can never go wrong with that.
It's turbocharged.
Yes.
It's twin scrolled. Turbocharged. Okay, so it's got two. I will do. I will explain to you.
Yeah, no, translate for me too.
Yeah.
It's twin scrolled. It's. Look, it's twin scrolled. It's not. It spins twice. It's not two turbos. You understand?
No. Let's leave that.
I'll put it down. It's a twin scroll turbo, I think.
Yes.
It's 202
that's
kilowatts.
That's what they said, yeah.
I think it won a couple of engines of the year.
Okay.
If someone did his homework.
I knew that. I knew that. How?
Won the 335, the 35 engine, one engine of the year. But I'll tell you, but it's problematic.
So...
Remember,
now,
we actually talked about some engine too. So how did it win car of the year? Because even the BMW, you know, the M5 V10, one car of the year, that car is problematic with venuses and. But anyways.
Okay, so that is my car. Now, and I threw a little bit of a left field. No, don't plug it in.
Okay.
I threw a little bit of a left field. Now, and this is a VR6.
He just said no golf.
Wait, he said GTI. Now he's looking for a classic.
Mm.
And of classics, we are talking about a 94 Jetta VR6.
Wait, hold on. So, just for clarity's sake, when we say classic, where's the cutoff line? Are we saying a classic model or from a classic time?
Look, a car that is desirable. And that's not...
That's what makes it classic?
Yeah, I mean, you can't have a classic that's a year old. It's still sold. You can't have, you know, you still find it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'll be great if we could...
You'd probably buy cash. The banks won't finance it.
Sure.
It's probably older than 10, 15 years. It's desirable. It had something about it. And I thought this guy would tell us something about these cars, why they're desirable.
You should know.
But I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. But anyways, come back.
So I'm representing with the 135 myself.
Look, 135, good motor. I've loved those cars on the detour, but they're problematic now.
What's the problem with them?
The tables, they've got a couple of problems. I wish you had told me this. I was going to sit down and give you the problems. I don't think it's a classic. The 135, I would have actually gone for 125, the natural aspirated flat six engine manual. That I think will be a better classic than a 135 because I don't know if you know the difference between a turbocharge and a manual, linear power, all that rubbish. I would have gone for 125, and I wouldn't have gone for a convertible. I would have gone for
the coupe.
Yes, the coupe. A friend of ours had it, a maroon one. I still like those. But I doubt if there'll be a classic. How much is it?
229.
Okay, they're still maintaining good price.
229,900.
I would have actually looked for... You couldn't find the M3.
We'll get we'll get to the M3. We'll get to the M3.
Yeah, I was thinking that Tuzo was there.
Let us not BM get guy. Ahead of ourselves okay. once
so,
again.
Your car, I like it. It's not bad, but you could have done better. VR6. Hey, dude, how many Ks? Let's listen.
No, to the case. VR6 is look, man. Let's not talk about Ks.
What do you mean?
Let us not talk about Ks.
It's like, okay, you went to McDonald's to go buy food and said, okay, let us not talk about buns.
With clear history.
Like,
I want to read the history for you here, if I can just find it. Sorry.
Okay, guys. Tell us. What does it
tell say? Us the history.
So, it's been done up. The spec says it's pushing 303.
Leave the car alone, my brother.
Kilowatts.
Because the fact of the matter is that you don't know who did that car. It might have been Mswat that did that car.
Yes.
And he's in his garage. With a hammer, and someone said, "Hey, Baba, fuck your table."
Okay. So let's. It's look. Jetta. It's 210 Ks.
It's 250.
1994, right? Here's what he says: owned the car for 10 years, body and interior completely original, but loads of work done on the gearbox and engine. Car pushes over 300 kilowatts, and has been fitted with a limited slip diff. Extremely well taken care of car in very good condition. All information on the build will be shared with the credible buyer.
Okay.
Look.
There's no joy rides and test drives here. Footstoots. That's it. Look, Bon. Yeah. I wonder when I read the last part, I'm like, yeah. Amen.
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 Number one, that car is a front wheel drive. You know that, eh? He put the limited strip in the front.
Hey, brah.
It's 300 kilowatts. Now, a 300 kilowatt engine, let me give you a comment. It's just 9 kilowatts short of an RS4. So, front what dream? What dreams? What breaks?
What? Okay, that's why he's saying he'll share all of this information. But look, this is not my car. Nah? If you're looking for anything left field, right?
No, there's nothing left field about that. It's a risk. Do me a favor. If you want to buy, don't buy. Please. These kind of cars, you buy it for yourself and you do that for yourself. Right? You take the 135, you do all this for yourself. And don't ever expect it to sell. You'll probably sell it to another guy that knows exactly what you did. And this car has probably drifted.
But what is he? He's a car fanatic, car enthusiast.
No.
He should know something about something that's
been done for this car. I would say, honestly, if you're going to do that to your car, buy your own car and do it to it. Don't buy someone else's.
Who's done?
Yes. Okay. And then he's obviously going to say, I've had it for 12 years. No, let me not do the accent.
That voice sounded like it came from the side of your neck.
I've had it for 12 years. I love it. It's been good.
Okay, fine.
So that's
so out. I'll stick to the 135 for now. You've crashed it. You said there's issues around the engine.
Yeah.
The turbos.
Yeah.
You don't like.
Look,
what's about. This is how I looked at it, from a point of view of the whole series, and we'll look at it at the end when we do the last
the whole,
show.
Yes,
that if you are looking for a classic, you want one sports coupe, you know, you want a convertible, and then you probably want
a
sedan.
They're better convertibles. Number two,
but why a sedan? Sorry, can I ask why a sedan?
Why not? We have a fast. Big sedan, have a coupe, have a convertible.
But I mean, sticking with the brief, this guy is not trying to buy a car that he can fit his family in.
Yeah, you can have a two-door.
Yeah, then
it's up to you.
Yeah, then the your sedan can be there. There,
yeah, I'm
there.
I'm 135.
Let's see, over.
Yeah, mine are going to be terrible. So you go first. I'll go last.
Jack, you go.
You go.
I'm not too so. You know me.
So
it's going to be straightforward. You said I mustn't bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up.
What is it?
I'm going to bring an actual classic to the table.
What?
In 1983, this thing was born.
XR6.
Of course, yes.
What car?
Ford Cortina. What else?
Airbag. Are you serious?
Yes.
Airbag.
What do you mean airbag? Why would airbag? I'm being dead serious.
Are you
supposed to pick classics? I told you I'm not a car guy, but I'm going to say it anyway.
XR6.
Chief?
80, 1986.
How much is it?
It is, 250,000. It's 179, actually. 180.
Which one is it? The square light is the XLE. Which one is it?
I saw the
XR6.
This and wheel, you can see Sierra.
Yes.
A Sierra, not a Cortina.
No, it's a Cortina, not a Sierra. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know a Cortina XR6. The square one.
Yes, the square one.
Johann Stanley.
Yes. The one with the fog lights. Mm.
The one with the square lights. That's
there
what I'm
you
asking,
go.
Yeah.
Yes.
The square one.
Yeah. So this is a 1983 manual petrol, right? It's in excellent condition according to these
carburetor people. Or injector carburetor.
Obvious. Yeah. Cabzela.
Cabzela. You say Cabzela. But I mean, again,
come back, please.
Yeah, I know. 2 second return. This is why I was better off camera as a producer. But nonetheless, I was given a task, and this is my selection. Honestly, as I said, you mentioned earlier on that I had a music video with these cars in it. Yeah. So I've got an actual affinity for them.
Mm.
Not just this this one.
How
the
many
one,
kilowatts?
Kilowatts. Let me see. It's somewhere here on the page.
90.
Yeah, it can't be too much higher than that.
No, look, I saw this car.
Yes, it does. It does.
I saw this car. It can say Eagle, number one. The paintwork has been redone. it doesn't have an airbag.
Mind you, listen.
It's
not
fast.
Hold on. The budget was how much?
250.
I came under budget.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Which means there's a lot of improvements that we can do within the budget.
So, listen.
So,
I'm going to ask you one question. Is it manual? Yes.
Yes.
It's a V6, yes.
Yes.
Is it fast? No. Does it have Saudi?
Not as well,
no.
Yeah, well.
Does it have Saudi?
Yes, it does.
He's going to come to a business meeting in a Cortina.
No. He's not going to come to a business meeting in a Cortina.
Does it have that thing, Saudi? No.
It does.
Does it fall within the budget? Yes.
It does.
Does it have a clear history? It's got a clear history in the Ford Museum.
Okay, look.
Yes, it does.
I'm not going to... Yeah, look.
Ford Museum.
They're better.
There are better options.
And you said maybe there's a Sierra XR8.
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe the Sierra round.
Look.
For me, as I said, my disclaimer from the beginning,
Jack,
it's a heart issue. It's a heart issue, not a mind issue.
Jack, I'm bad.
Leave me
but
alone.
You are worse, my friend.
No right. ways.
As usual.
No ways.
I did the right thing.
Linda, this
mind you, and they Linda, said classic. Well, you don't pick classics.
I did the right thing.
Because you didn't pick classics.
135. Okay. Look, I did the right thing. Guys, I picked the Audi
S4. Yeah.
1992.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you jumped from 1980.
Actually, Cortina, I'm still
20 to what?
I'm still
that's what I'm saying. Like, if there was a clear line that we could draw as to what could we consider clear, we can't talk about a car that was made in 2000 and call it a classic.
It is. You can.
No, Jack. Look, remember, look, classic within
the budget.
The budget within the spec of what he wants.
V8,
you
V6
will
manual.
Find a classic there.
Okay. I did the right one. As usual.
I don't know about as usual, but okay.
Look,
so please
usual.
Come back.
Yeah.
Please.
So what I chose is the Audi S4 2002 model. Station wagon. It comes with the Negaro blue. It's a blue. I'll put a picture.
Powder blue.
It's not powder. No, powder is light. No. It's dark.
Powder blue.
It's called Negaro Blue. Let me just leave
for
it.
For all those that don't know Negaro,
it's done 140,000 Ks. It's got full service history. It's partial by.
I don't
buy
this.
By the agent. And then I'm sure, look at it. It went up 200,000 because it was under motor plan and then 40,000. I actually did homework on this. I actually went and called and I looked at it. It's got Recaro seats, V8 engine, manual. Now, the reason why this car is a classic, right? Let me give you a bit of
how much is it? What's the price?
Oh, it's 120.
Wow.
So no. So we've got 130 to play with, and that's why I chose this car. So it's 120, right? Let me give you a history, quick history, why it's a classic. So there was an E36 M3, you know those most Dolphin, what you used to call Dolphin.
Yeah.
Came with a 6-cylinder. Powerful car, racing car, and every German guy was like, what do we do? Audi B5 took out an Audi 2.8, you know those 2.8 ones? They had a V6 low and a turbocharged, right, to compete with M3.
Okay.
And then the Mercedes-Benz came and said, I enjoyed it, I'm a cheat. Took out a C32, remember C32?
Mac, yes.
The C32, the two round, that's W205, I think. It's a W205, yeah. So, six cylinders, right? So, the slowest, obviously, was the Audi there, right?
Okay.
So, the Audi then went back and said, okay, so the Audi, all those guys took out those cars, and then they took out another one, the E46 M3. You know the ones that used to be CSL?
Right.
And then they beat everything. Audi's turn to come back is like, screw this. With this B6 Audi, it's like, screw this. Put a V8 engine. This V8 engine was in the A8. Mm-hmm. Put a V8 engine in this car, in a four-door saloon, put a manual gearbox, and it changed the world.
So is this a V8?
Yeah, it changed the world.
But why does it look like you're going to bury someone?
No, it's a station wagon. And
yeah, and look, so the Saudi factor is gone.
No. This is what you don't understand. This is what...
School me then.
Audi, fast Audis have to be wagons, Chief. They have to be wagons. If you're going to talk about RS6, you know the RS6. They have to be wagons. There's something special about it. That's why they're classic. And you buy that thing, you drive it. People that know. So, this car put a V8 manual. It changed the whole field. Everyone else after that, the M3 became a V8. It started the war.
So, can you get to the part where it gets exciting? Like I'm
so, it is
for...
it is 200...
Do you know what I mean?
It's a V8.
I'm waiting
it's a
for
manual.
Saudi.
It's a V8. It's a manual. Mm-hmm. It's got that sound, V8 sound.
Mm.
Right? It's rare.
4.2.
Yes, it's a 4.2 liter engine.
Okay.
You see, after that, BMW was like, yeah. And then they put a V8. And then Mercedes-Benz was like, what the hell? And then another thing that changed is that the M3 used to be two doors. Mm. Right? They put in a four-seater, four-door.
Mm-hmm.
M3 then went, hey, what? You can do that? And then they did a four-door M3.
Okay, this sounds like a car engineer's wet dream.
No, so you see, this car, this is why it's a classic. It has a story.
And the guy's an enthusiast.
Yeah.
Shit.
So the whole thing is, it revolutionized these small compact cars. Manual, four-wheel drive, V8 engine, with that sound. Dude, you can't go wrong. And then it replied, BMW replied with the M3 V8. Mercedes-Benz replied with the C63. It replied with the RS4. So this is an underestimated classic, and you can pick it up at 120. Prices are just going to go up.
Okay.
So you've got
why 130A? What are we going to do with this 130?
No, I'm going to give you the problem.
Yes.
That's why I made it 130. So look, it's got a. Because the engine is a V8, they actually had to turn it around. And everything, it's facing the other way.
Mm.
So it has tensioners that are made of plastic. Audi was trying to cut down corners.
Mm-hmm.
So those go. Right? And to fix that, it costs about 50K.
The problem, man.
50K. Mm-hmm. But you've got the 50K.
This sounds like a lot of afterwork,
no, no,
by
no.
the way.
It's a known fact, and it can be fixed.
Okay.
Change those things. The aircon is actually not working, he did say. And that's a known fact. Change those aircons.
Mm-hmm.
The seats, you've got what? Aircon changes 20, 30, let's say 40,000 to change the tensioners.
Okay.
Change the aircon, fix the seats, do whatever you need to do after that, and you've got a perfect car.
Mm.
And that can last another 10 years once you've changed that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, I'm just reading here. Did they say anything about oil consumption? Because Barry...
It's known for oil consumption, but that's fine.
Electrical issues.
And I did say electrical issues. No, not that. Not electrical issues. And that car is the most barest. It has power stereo, the CD player.
Mm-hmm.
It has aircon. What else? It has, what do you call this? When you drive...
So, malfunctioning power windows, erratic operation of electronic components, sensor failures, and you know with sensors...
Yes.
In the Audi, you're going to pay through your
A-hole. Once you overhaul that thing, you change the water pump, you change the tensioners, you change the aircon, you change the sensors, you change.
So
that
that's
will cost you 60,000, 70,000.
The remaining budget.
Yeah. You change it and you've got a perfect car after that.
Okay.
My thing is, after all of the things that you mentioned after your selection, I can understand why that would be a good choice. But truth, for me, truth of the matter is, I see this thing driving down the street, I keep walking. It's not a head turner.
That's the thing about
it's not. For a guy going through a midlife crisis, station wagon is not the thing we're looking for.
Look, this car, if you're a car enthusiast or you know about cars and it comes just passing you, you hear it, you know that guy knows what he's doing. It's not for Jack, but this guy is
so Jack. Jack,
as
Jack,
I said, look, like, for me, it has to look good while it's doing what it's doing.
Let's
you,
wrap up.
You are taking let's care of all of the things that are beneath the hood, right? Mm-hmm. I like all of the things that are
Kakutina.
Yeah. It's a good looking car.
Look, so, hate me, not, love me or hate me. We're not going to argue about which car you choose.
Yeah,
right?
You choose
that. We haven't been around for a while. I wanted us to talk about what's been happening.
Yeah. So before we just talk about the whole long stories that we are going to talk about, Joop, there are only two cars to consider.
Yes.
It's the 135i
yes,
and the Audi. This one.
Ah, Joop, by choice.
He's just filling
it's,
it.
If you want it as an investment option so that Mafikizolo can hire it for the music video, buy that car and keep it there. Someone will come and hire it. So, look, next week
we're
going to the second part of Joop's budget.
And hopefully, so please,
no. Hold on.
Please do your budget.
He's got a higher budget this time around.
Yes.
Right? Okay. I'll make sure to show up.
Please do your homework.
Real things and proper research.
Please do your homework too. So please come back and save us.
Yeah, please.
Sorry.
Don't
supposed to.
Don't
supposed to hear that.
Yeah, though. Don't do that.
Okay, I wanted to talk news, guys. We haven't been here for
forever.
Forever. There's a new T7 transporter, which is a Caravelle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'll put videos on it.
Have they lost the race a little bit, VW?
Are they
behind?
Look. This car, between me and you, is a Ford.
Ford.
Transit.
Tornado.
Yeah.
Yes.
They just put VW. This thing. Yeah. But it answers the thing. The T5. It's got. I mean, the engines start from 81 to 125, but it's not a Caravelle. It's a transporter, the ones with the seats.
Mm.
Yes, so it's good. It's got four motion. It will be good for panel vans, transporting, and those people that want a Caravelle but don't want to spend for it, kind of hide and they buy the nice ones. So I like it. It's about time. I would still buy the one previously for now, but it's not a transporter. Okay, I'll still buy it. For the money, I'll buy the Caravelle.
We're
happy that it's coming out, so we've got an idea where it's going.
What's its selling point?
It's going to sell. It's, what do you call these guys? These guys that go and shuttles, families, they do buy
it's,
them.
It's very reliable, in that industry. It's a very reliable panel van.
And it's comfortable.
Mm. Yeah, because, I mean, from what you were saying, it doesn't sound like they've done anything particularly special or new with this version. So
Really. It's like golf.
Mm.
What do they generally do the next golf? They just tweak here and here and put a bit more power.
Yeah.
So it's fine. It's good. There's nothing wrong with it. I like it. I wish, guys, if you're going to do it with the Ford, just change the look a bit. Eh? I mean, there's a sliding windows. I'll show you there. It's the same as a Tornado. And I worry, man, which one is going to benefit? I think VW is going to take Tornado's class to clients, you know?
Mm.
Just like the VW, the Amarok is not making so many sales as the Ford. Why would you buy a Ford? Because the same car as the Amarok. Why would you buy
we need to do a little segment around who's doing what and who's taking dustbin design. Mm. Remember we spoke about
now because they're suffering. They just combine two things.
Mm.
Me and you, we share products like Toyota, Suzuki. So that's what they're doing. Mm. It's not dustbin designs. It's just what do you call this? Of profit. What do you call this when you manufacture a lot of things and decrease price? They're sharing costs.
Okay.
They're sharing costs and profits.
Okay. Where are we jumping to?
Look,
Build Your Dreams. I love Build Your Dreams.
Build Your Dreams, we've been teasing it a bit because it calls its cars out of sea animals. And you said you wanted the BYD what?
Dolphin. Was it a dolphin? Oh, no. What did I say? Octa something.
Octopussy, yes. Okay.
So I'd have that every day of the week.
So look, they've come up with a plug-in hybrid van.
Okay, wait. For those of us that don't understand what Build Your Dream is.
Build Your Dream is a Chinese car.
Okay.
It's actually one of the biggest manufacture of electric cars. Mm-hmm. It's just come. It's in South Africa. Mm. It's got cars called Dolphin, Shark. There's all of Seal.
Right.
They're named after
Octopussy.
Octopussy. Yes. Mm. No, you don't say it like that. You say Octopussy. Anyways.
So that just happened?
You stress on the second part of the word, Jack.
So now they've come into the Bucky market, right?
Mm.
It's got a plug-in, it's PHEV, plug-in hybrid.
Mm.
It's got a 1.5-liter engine with a 29.6 kilowatt-hour battery, pushing out 321 kilowatts.
For how long?
No, combined is 321 kilowatts.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is like...
You can drive 80 kilometers on battery. So, generally, you should be able to get to work and back on using electric power.
Like, how much space does it cover? How much, like, distance? 80, what's the... 80 Ks. With a full charge?
Yeah.
I get it. No, it's hybrid. It's not hybrid. Full.
So, what you do it's is... Not fully when you drive...
It's like the McLaren P1.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
But see, I'm not as dumb as I do.
You can plug it in.
Sure.
McLaren, you don't plug it in.
Yeah. Yes. When you say hybrid, that's the first thing that pops into my head. But anyway.
Plug in, you can charge it at work. It will give you 80 Ks. Average person would do 80 Ks to and back work. Mm-hmm. So, for your long distance trips, it will give you, all in all, petrol, it will give you about 700 kilometers. Yeah.
That's decent.
85 kilometers of range, 760.
Mm-hmm.
Towing capacity of 2,500. Now, here's what the catch is. The price, 959. Mm. Now, let me give you an example.
That's the most basic version
of
it.
No. Last number. The fastest. It's got 361 kilowatts. 321 kilowatts.
Mm.
Let me give you an example.
Can you get a push for that?
What?
900,000.
You can, but you want the bucky. You want to pull stuff.
Okay.
You want to, so unless you want to put the old drop on top of it. You know? Let me give you an example. Oh, Raptor is 292 kilowatts. You know Raptor, these fast ones?
Yeah.
The price, Raptor 1270.
Mm.
Grenadier, you know the other one that looks like a Land Rover? Grenadier? 1.7. Rubicon, 1.3. And all of these are slower. They're not plug-in hybrids. This, if you look at the interior, I'll put the picture of the interior. It's gorgeous.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. So that's that. I'm looking forward to that. It's coming to South Africa. Last one. I've got two more guys. Audi Q2 and A1 are no longer being made.
I don't think too many people will be sad about the A1.
Yeah, they're moving up markets because of China.
Mm.
And then last one, Tuso. Tuso, I actually was hoping you'd be a... You know he's got a 333i, Moss, right?
Yes.
One was sold for 3 million rand at the auction. I'm coming to your house. I think that's it for me for the news. Yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, yes, but there was... No, I think that's it for me.
Yeah. Can the news a little bit... you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
I know you and me, we love sports.
Ah.
Look, in a cricket.
I go sleep.
No, I wanted...
This is the part where I close.
You know, I wanted us to... just a little bit, man. I want to do this month, just talk about IPL.
Mm.
Yes, fine, I'm going with the wind. Mm. You know, that when IPL comes, it's a storm. And everyone just gets consumed by this mega rich... you shouldn't be falling asleep.
Yeah,
okay. Because in the next couple of years, we want to raise
a cricketer,
a millionaire.
Yeah.
That will play cricket in these leagues. It started already.
It has.
It started. It has. And I just wanted to talk about it throughout the month. We've got a lot of our South African players getting big bucks.
Yeah.
Most of them are starting, I'm glad about that. Rabada, Makram, Klassen.
The usual suspects.
Yeah, the usual suspects. They're starting, you know, and they're performing well. And unfortunately, this season does not seem like a season for bowlers. Hey.
Look,
guys, we've seen 287 being scored in 20 overs. 287 from 120.
The thing is, though, what?
Two, three.
It's almost three. Do you understand?
Yeah,
we've And you're a bowler.
That's sad. My son and he's 10.
No, but remember, 287 played, I think in that game, 287 played 240 something.
Right.
When the guys were chasing. So you put it down to the
bowler.
To the pitch. It's not necessarily. It's the
look,
pitch.
Look. I wouldn't say it's the pitch. Where's or the bowler.
In South
India. No, it's in India.
Oh, that's why.
Like IPL. Indian Premier League.
Oh, but what's the one that's always coming here, and then there's different clubs that's always
we've got
playing here?
T20.
Oh, the T20.
We are a franchise.
Okay. Carry on. Ignore me.
Anyway, so
you'll teach me.
Like what I've noticed specifically with T20 cricket, batsmen are becoming a lot more inventive. Like back in the day, you'd have one AB de Villiers who could, you know, flip the ball for a six, and maybe Glenn Maxwell would do something special, or Virat Kohli. But now you've got batsmen from 1 to 4 or 5 who can do that kind of stuff in their sleep. So I think batsmen have gotten considerably better in a short space of time.
And the bowlers just haven't.
They can't catch up. Because
no, they can't.
The more they get closer, these the guys catchers. Become... You know, it's betting is about bravery.
Right.
If you're facing over
about vision.
No, my man, you must
bravery
be brave.
Bravery has to be plays a part.
You must be brave. A ball coming at you at 150.
Oh, to hit it.
In fact,
to
from
stand
the moment
in front of the ball, and wait for it, and anticipate to flip it over your head. Now you understand, if you miss that ball, even if you've got a helmet on. And it hits you here. Sometimes the ball can go through the helmet.
There's an Australian.
Philip Hughes.
Phil Hughes. He died.
He died. He got hit at the back of the head, and he had a helmet on, and he died on the cricket.
Here's the thing: a lot of people don't know this, but from the moment the bowler releases the ball to the moment it gets to you, in terms of where you can actually come into contact with it,
that's when I used to close my eyes.
It takes less than a second.
I know, that's why I close my eyes.
So, and these guys are bowling at north of 135 k's an hour, and that's where the bravery comes in for the batsman. But what I'm saying is, when you look at how spinners affect the game, they're not bowling at high speeds or whatever, but a lot of the time they're the ones that draw the run rate back, right? So,
and take the most wickets.
I am not going to let the bowlers get away with, oh my God, these batsmen are just killing us. No, get better.
So
simple.
Who are you supporting?
So I was watching the first week of IPL, and I was just sitting there with a huge boner, because all of these teams have got great players.
Why do you call a person that's into cricket and gets bonus?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on this show.
I'm a cricket fan. What's your problem?
There's octopuses and bonus for cricket. So, what are we doing?
Look,
off the bat, this is what I like to do beginning of the season. I like to pick a team and I lock the team in.
Have you locked one?
I try to, né? But I can't, man.
You see, you flaky people.
I can't.
No, you flaky people. I can't. Let me tell you something. I've been a fan of Mumbai Indians when Sachin Tendulkar was playing. That was the first season of the IPL.
You know,
you must pick a team and stick with
guys,
it.
No. The problem with sports, the reason why we give it 2 minutes, because this is what happened.
So
Mumbai. No, not Mumbai. No, I like.
So look, he was supposed to select a team,
thing.
Right?
Next week,
Mumbai Indians is my team. Pick a team.
Next week I'll have a team.
We'll hold him to that.
Next week I'll have a team. I think we're just going to talk IPL the whole month.
Yeah,
sure. Let's talk IPL. Rugby, our teams aren't doing too well.
I do
shopping the other day, so I meet this guy. Just have a chat. Hey, how's it? Sharp. No, I'm doing better, man. Huh? You're doing better. Yo, my team is making it at least in the top 8. Now I'm thinking, accent, is he talking about cricket? Is he talking about soccer? Is he talking about rugby? No, you never know.
You never know, yeah.
You never know. So I'm like, yeah, hey, yeah, they're doing well. So who's back? Then he's like, no, find Begum Gomez Zulu's back. I'm like, okay.
Western Province.
Yeah. So I'm like, Western Province. But the guy was so excited. We're playing against Ulster.
That guy's going to be captain.
He says, we're playing against Ulster. Hey, I'm so happy. And he's busy packing there. Mm-hmm. Oh, when, hey, I want to go watch the game. And then they lost against Ulster.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
But shout out to you, man. I don't know what his name is, the guy. But he just reminded me.
That rugby's back. You know, I've been watching high school.
Whoa, my
God. That is gorgeous. Hey, please, let's leave high school rugby alone.
No, yes, no, we can't. Please. We can't.
It is gorgeous.
Quickly.
I'm heartbroken.
I actually wanted to talk about this quickly. Last week, I'm going, on a Wednesday, I'm going to a shopping mall. Go Krugersdorp. Monument High School.
Is there? It's
they were hosting Grey College.
Yes, and they lost.
They lost. However, when I drove past the school, my friend.
No, but you haven't experienced that.
Sundowns doesn't even have that many fans.
Remember, I was telling you there was a show that we did, and I was like, guys, it is more exciting.
Yeah. I sometimes can learn a thing or two from high school.
Out of the matches, 10 matches I've watched, they've missed two conversions.
Yeah.
Anyways, and guys, I'm a thank you so boy. Much for joining us.
Oh, what yes, happened possibly. To my school was I know. A devastation. Hey, so let's
we'll talk
it.
About it next Kez week. Is useless. Yeah, Kez is useless.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. We appreciate it.
Thank you for gracing us in. With your
Tuzo, please come back next week. Please.
No, don't kick me out like that. Come
no,
on.
No. We like you, Jack. We love you.
I promise I'm going to come back more prepared for if I have to come back next week. I'll be more prepared.
Look, maybe let's give Tuzo a break. For next week, just take your time. Look, Tuzo, we're not rushing you back. Take your time. We know what happened is bad. Jack, please, stick around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to fight with you guys in the comments.
And shout out to Jason at the back. Thank you for
so
holding
much.
It down. Apparently, Liam took the refugee status thing.
Oh, yes. I did see.
He's staying at the refugee center there.
I need to watch them disappear one by one.
Yeah.
We're about to take the land, Baba.
He took the refugee status.
He's going to get to America. He's going to ask, what is Arkansas?
Jackie, rock steady already at the start line. In the back of my brain is a gold mine, and I'm piling up stats. Gold mine, you'll catch my drift in no time. You seen this shit in the nighttime. You're fifing out in the meantime. Get short by six in a gold vibe. Smoking the choking the weed in a 4-5. Living the dream and the speed at the same time. I'm thinking of picking you up just before 9. You've been playing just as hard as you grind. And I got the recipe to help you to get out of your mind. Get your black. Who's that out there raising the bar? King Chip Black. Playing like the cars has no bar. King Chip Black. Driving that good shasha from bar. King Chip Black. Who told your ass to wait by the car? King Chip Black. King Chip Black. King Chip Black. Long before they knew you were star. King Chip Black. The rats will always be where you are. King Chip Black. Don't chip line, squat got my back from front line. Bobbing and weaving the mean with a straight rag. Reeling and dealing to see us take flight. Then it's bay time, and without vibe, we don't see time. Cause when we fly, it's a skyline. In the meantime, I'm rolling up the jets for the liftoff. Line up the shots, gonna take four. Get a drink for the lady, no straw. We